The cuts came after this year's legislative session in the form of a line item veto, one that took more than $1 million from in-home family education, domestic violence services, and child advocacy centers. Governor Tomlin announced yesterday he was restoring about $260,000 worth of funding, but took the money from a trust fund for future children's programs. Now, members of the Select Committee on Crimes Against Children are calling on the governor to restore the full $1 million he cut through a supplemental bill during May's special legislative session. Delegate Nancy Guthrie speaking to a group of family and child service workers at a press conference at the Capitol.
$1 million is not a lot to ask for to make all of you whole, to allow you to be the troops that we need on the ground, in the community, serving the people that you know. We know that the work that you do is not only important, but it's crucial to keep our communities strong.
Because of the cuts, advocates say more than 80 jobs will be lost from family resource centers and domestic violence programs across the state. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.